Welcome back to the 9-8 podcast hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of 9-8 Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to the channel. As I always say, go and get my book. It might be the CFP live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9-8capitalgroup.com. Send us your questions, or you can go to the website at www.9-8capitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. Today, we're talking about Social Security. We're talking about the questions I constantly receive from my clients, and it's in regards to Social Security. Is it going to be here? Should I take it early? What are the break evens of me taking it early versus delaying? And should I just delay it? This episode is packed full of knowledge, but before we go there, follow us on all social media channels at 9ICAP or MLB to CFP. This episode is chock full of knowledge. You're not going to want to miss it. Let's get it. So welcome to today's episode. Today we're diving into the question that comes up most often in my firm. It's in regards to retirement planning. Should you take Social Security early, or should you wait? Given all of the headlines out there about the potential funding crisis, the pitfalls of Social Security, the administration taking money from Social Security beneficiaries, it's a critical question for everyone to engage with at this time. We'll cover the pros, we'll cover the cons, we'll break down the barriers and the numbers and help you make a more informed decision. So first, let's talk about the elephant in the room, the fear around Social Security cuts. Many people are concerned that the Social Security system will run out of money. That fear is not entirely unfounded, but it's also isn't quite as dire as it's made out to be. The Social Security system in itself is primarily paid through payroll taxes, as we know, and projections show it is funded through 2090. The real issue is the Social Security Trust Fund. The Trust Fund, which supplements these, which is supplemented by taxes that allows beneficiaries to receive 100% of the benefits. Without changes, currently, the trust fund is expected to be depleted by 2033, 2034, potentially reducing benefits for about the majority of Americans that are receiving Social Security, but it's going to reduce benefits between roughly 20 to 25% if no action is taken. 20 to 25%, that number kind of goes back and forth, but a reduction is in the cards if the administrations, both today and in the future, don't do something about it. Fiscal responsibility needs to be addressed. So how can they impact this Social Security, Kevin? Well, you know, we're going to get to the main crux of this conversation about breaking, delaying, and all the other stuff, breaking even and all the other stuff. But we're talking about Social Security, the issue of Social Security, the potentials of how they can fund Social Security, then we're going to get to the next couple of things. But secondly, here are four potential solutions that have been bandied about. Means testing. This approach would reduce benefits for the wealthier retirees, ensuring that most of the financially vulnerable receive their full benefits. However, this approach could undermine the earned benefit nature of the program. Two, increasing the Social Security wage base. Now, I currently have found out, I've recently found out that by eliminating the Social Security cap, I think it's $176,200 or whatever it is, that only fixes 53% of the problem. There's still a large percentage of issues out there that won't allow this thing to continue as it is. So yeah, increasing it, raising the cap, or even eliminating it would significantly increase the funding program, but it's not the answer in itself. Next. Raising the retirement of FRA. Currently, the FRA is 67 for people born up to 1960. That number will likely have to be increased due to longevity and technological innovation. And finally, what nobody wants to see, gradual benefit cuts or reduced cost of living. The cost of living thing is going to be something that's going to be kept in the crosshairs because, again, if they, that will reduce future benefits, or they could just tweak the COLA calculation to slow the growth of the benefit over time. Now, I know they were talking about doing some things with COLA, chained and unchained CPI and all of that things. But again, that hasn't happened yet. So these are pivotal questions in regards to the Social Security system and its benefits. So let's talk about the third thing, the value of waiting and how benefits can grow over time. I'm a big proponent of waiting. If you start at 62, you'll receive roughly 70 to 75% of your full retirement benefit. But each year you delay, your benefit will grow, increases after FRA. It's 8% a year up to age 70. That's a substantial return, guys. Especially in today's low interest rate environment. For example, if you receive, say, $2,500 per month at age 67, and you delayed it till 70, that may push your benefit up to roughly $3,100 a month. That's a substantial increase for you guys. A substantial increase. So those are the benefits of waiting and allowing your benefit to grow. Beautiful thing about it is that I can't guarantee you any kind of return in the stock market. I can't guarantee you any type of return in any kind of market. But what the government is guaranteeing you is an increase on your income by waiting. Powerful, powerful. So let's talk about break-evens. This is one of the questions and the calculations we have to do consistently. Break-even points, early versus late claiming. Of course, the math isn't very simple. It's not as simple as just maximizing your benefit. You need to consider life expectancy. Typically, the break-even point, the age at which benefits received by delaying to start to exceed the benefits you have received by the starting date, is around 80 to 81. If you live significantly longer than that, you'll come out ahead by delaying. This is for max earners. If you say at age 62, delayed your benefits, the break even for a max earner, the break even is typically 77 years of age compared to the person that started their benefits at 67. Now, if you start your benefits at 67, the break even on those benefits compared to a person that took them at 70 is roughly 81. So those are roughly the break-even points if you are a max earner in the Social Security system, if you decided to delay. So let's talk about another thing here is who should consider taking Social Security early? Now, you might consider taking Social Security early, and here are some scenarios by which to do so. If you have poor health or shorter life expectancy, that is something that you need to consider, especially if you're unmarried. If you're married and still in bad health, there may be some other options forcing you to, or other scenarios forcing you to offset that because you want to leave a higher benefit for the spouse. If you have an immediate financial need, if you need the income to cover basic living expenses and don't have significant savings or other sources of retirement income, taking Social Security at 62 could be the right choice. Lack of other outside assets. If you don't have other investments or retirement accounts to draw from, Social Security can provide a critical financial support system. So it's important to understand your current situation, and it's important to understand that working with a professional can help you make that decision. Next, let's talk about maximizing your benefits, delaying for growth. For those who can afford to wait, delaying Social Security can be a powerful strategy. One approach is to draw from qualified assets like IRAs, 401ks to bridge the income gap, allowing Social Security benefit to grow. This approach not only maximizes your eventual benefit, but also provides a higher monthly payment that can be passed on to a surviving spouse, potentially creating a significant financial cushion. The long-term benefits of delaying, they cannot be said loudly enough. Let's not forget about the long-term impact from a longevity perspective. From a marriage perspective, if you're married, delaying benefits can mean much higher survivor benefit for your spouse. This can be particularly valuable if your spouse is expected to outlive you or if your family has a history of longevity. Additionally, over the course of a long retirement time horizon, those higher payments can significantly outpace what you contributed to the system, especially if you're a W-2 worker who paid into the Social Security system for decades. What do I mean by that? For us business owners, we pay your half of the Social Security. So not only do we pay our half, we pay the employee's half as well. So there's more money going into the system for you guys. So today, on this episode, I'm answering the most common questions I get. One, Kevin, is Social Security going to be there? The answer is yes. But in what context or capacity would Social Security be in the future? I do not know. I don't have the crystal ball. But Social Security is funded till 2090. The trust fund is set to be insolvent in another decade. It needs to be addressed, or funding or the income benefits you're receiving will be lower. The second question, Kevin, should I take my Social Security early? It depends. That's the only answer they should be giving you. Depends on longevity, financial assets, if you're married, what you want your legacy to be. All of those things need to be considered before you make that decision. And lastly, Kevin, I hear these things about break evens. Do you have those answers? I just laid them out for you. If you're a max earner at 62, it's typically 77 based on an FRA age of 67. If you take it at 67 and you want it to, versus a person that took it at 70, it's usually around 80, 81, 82, depending on certain things, COLAs and all the other stuff. But generally speaking, those are the break evens, 77 and 81. Based on the JP Morgan Guide to the Market, of course. There's not one right answer, but Social Security maximization is a strategy that we implore here at 9i Capital because we believe in it. We want to maximize that benefit as long as we can, not only for you, but also for the spouse if you're married. Not only for you, but to make sure that everyone else is taken care of, maximizing the estate. Maximizing the amount of legacy you can leave behind, maximizing everything that we can possibly do, maximizing your money and maximizing your quality of life. That's what we do. That's what we believe in. That's what we're going to stand by. Thank you guys for listening to the 9i's podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Go and get my book, MLB to CFP Live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your question. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, also entertain. Follow us on all social media at 9iCap or MLB to CFP. Social Security, it's here. It's not going anywhere. But the reality is, we don't know what it's going to look like moving forward until something is done by not only the current administration, but the administration after that and the next administration after that. Thank you guys for listening. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.